This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Back on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine, I'm David Hunt, and on the phone we've got one of our regular guests, and we always love having him on, and I always love picking on him. Rowan Sheehan, hello.
Hello, David. How are you today?
Very well, thanks. Very well. So, in this really tough time for the arts, we're not getting out seeing it. And now we've got even more restrictions here in Victoria. We're relying so heavily on watching stuff through our computers, and social media is becoming so huge now, and more of the art institutions are stepping up and giving us some great content, aren't they?
Oh, of course they are. Look, you can go online anywhere really, and especially here in Melbourne, Art Centre Melbourne, I have to say, has done a fantastic job putting so much stuff online. The John Foreman Big Night In concerts, you can go back and watch every one of those. Shane Jacobson had Bringing the Curtain In recently.
Right. Yep.
And, you could go back through and see all these clips from musicals from the Helpman Awards and all this, and it's actually quite fun. I was watching some last night and watching the Aladdin cast performing on the Kinky Boots set at the Helpman Awards a couple of years ago is actually quite surreal.
Right.
It looked like they were having so much fun.
Now, just talking about the Arts Centre, my next few guests after you today are from the Melbourne Fringe, which the Arts Centre are heavily involved with. They've got Daniel Clark, the magic man himself, who creative artistic director at the Arts Centre. As part of Melbourne Fringe, they're doing Takeover. Are you aware of Takeover?
Yes, look, the Takeover program is fantastic, and we're, they've got various people such as Jonathan Holmesy and Moira Finucane, but I don't want to steal Dan's thunder, so I'll let him talk about it. But, there's 10 works in this program.
Absolutely. Why I thought it'd be nice for us to talk about it now is it's an introduction to it, as talking, because we're not talking to Dan today, we're talking to him next week. He's actually way sick this week. So poor old Dan's sick. So we put him off to next week. So we're talking to some of the artists who have already, but the concept is really interesting, isn't it, Rowan?
Well, it is.
They've invited 10 artists to actually put online a piece. They've already started doing it. Is that right?
They have. Look, the last 2 weeks, the first week they started screening. They call it the residency final outcome. And, they had the glorious Brian Lipson and Mark Wilson perform late July with a piece called The History of the Damnable Life and Deserved Death of Dr. John Faustus.
talking to those boys a bit later on today, so yes.
And look, and only last weekend, last Saturday, Marcus Ian McKenzie had
That's
a crying
right.
room. So look, and there's some great works coming up. David Williams has got his piece called Smaller. Joel Bray, who seems to be the guru dance master at the moment, with a work called The Wind Will Bring Rain. Jonathan Holmesy, who we actually featured on Arts Review this week, is performing with Maggie Zhu and Maggie Chen in a piece called I Am Maggie.
Yep.
The illustrious Moira Finucane has got a work called I Will Miss You, Antarctica. And, Yeah, and there's a couple other works that are coming on. One of the ones that I'm looking forward to is Kate Hood and Queen Esme of Collingwood, but we'll have to wait till the middle of September to actually see that. So,
and what they've done is that's unique works that they've developed online and presenting it during Melbourne Fringe Web in November, where they're hoping the Fringe will go ahead, but if not, they're ready, albeit a one night only that all these 10 artists will come together and perform, which sounds pretty pretty ambitious and pretty interesting, isn't it?
Well, it is. And look, these works have the opportunity then to go on and, you know, have a larger life outside of this context. Look, one of the works that still stands with me is probably the best work, dance work I'd seen on a Melbourne stage for quite a while, was Stephanie Lake's Colossus, which was developed.
And how many people were on stage there with her, Ron? Do you remember?
I think there was about 50 or so.
Fairfax Theatre, it was pretty crowded. Yeah.
Well, it was, and I never thought we'd actually see that many people on stage all at once.
But how clever is she? She is so clever. Oh,
look, I think she's one of our, you know, living treasures, really. And look, it was a work that had so much depth that it was a work that would not have been out of place at the Melbourne Festival. And interesting enough, it got a re-look at last year's Melbourne Festival. So, so it's one of those works that, you know, is on an international standing.
Yeah. And,
so,
what I'm loving about the Art Centre is that they're with the Fringe Festival and with Midsummer Festival as well, that they're actually making real impact now, where they're doing a whole programs in, you know, like not in their huge theatres, but, you know, like a gala for Midsummer, they do at Hamer Hall. But they're really giving us some important stuff coming out of Melbourne with our up-and-coming or alternative artists, aren't they?
Well, that's right. It's giving that platform. And it's great to see, you know, organisations, pardon me, investing in this work. Because, you know, 5-10 years ago, it was very hard for an emerging artist to get a platform, say, like within the Arts Centre or outside of the festival context. So the investment that's being done at a grassroots level is ensuring that, you know, we have artists further down the track. So it's giving them this necessary, you know, step up into their careers.
Yeah.
And that will then hopefully, you know, they'll go on to develop more and more work.
Yep.
And, you know, some of that work will probably be seen overseas. So, look, it's a great platform for artists to actually develop their artistic practice.
I agree. Anything else that you would like to tell us?
Well, going from, again, sticking with Arts Centre Melbourne, going from, you know, emerging artists, today they've actually launched, within the last 24 hours. I'm not sure if people know that Dame Joan Sutherland, you know, who, Lust Depender, who was one of Australia's greatest opera performers, Opera Australia had many of her costumes in their costume holding. So they've donated a significant amount of Dame Joan's costumes that she wore on stage to the Performing Arts Collection, which is held at Arts Centre Melbourne. And the Performing Arts Collection have actually released an online exhibition called Grand. And what's interesting about this, they've only got a handful of costumes in this display, but they've photographed it and they've used x-rays to actually look at the detail within it, and the costumes are looking at it are just absolutely beautiful. And you probably don't appreciate the detail when sitting in the audience, but seeing these, the beading and, you know, the art the artisan craft that has gone into developing these costumes. So I recommend people go onto Arts Centre Melbourne's website and look for Grand and just admire these costumes from, you know, from one of our greatest opera singers. And these costumes were actually worn, so, and it's amazing seeing the detail and the care that's been taken to actually keep them in such good condition. Some of these costumes I did get to see last year, very close up at Opera Australia's season launch, and they had a number of them on display. And look, they're intrinsically beautiful costumes, and you just have to admire the handiwork.
Yeah, so, excellent.
One of the fun things, it's sort of going back a bit of a, going back a little bit in time, is that yesterday was the 25th anniversary of Babe, the music, Babe, the movie. Ah. And, you know, which was an absolutely adorable movie that went on to have a sequel, and, you know, starring Magda Szabanski as Esme Hockett, and, you know, James Cromwell was in it, and a supporting cast that included Miriam Margolyes and Hugo Weaving. But, yeah, it's hard to believe that Babe, you know, hit our screens 25 years ago. So, and it's exciting to look. You look sort of, I went back and sort of had a look at parts of it over the last 24 hours, and it's still such an adorable movie that I might have to sit down and watch it in full this week.
What an amazing director he's been. You know, like, we know, of course, he's Mad Max, and then Babe, and then he went on with Happy Feet, and I believe he's in pre-production for a new movie as well, and we are talking about
George Miller.
Yeah,
look, it was one of those films, you know, George Miller working with Chris Noonan on it, which, and, you know, it's got a who's who. The Australian creatives that worked on this film, you know, and we've got to thank Kennedy Miller Productions, who did produce this, because, you know, they did have produced a whole series of movies. And, you know, that era, you know, the 90s, was sort of another heyday, so to speak. And I was listening in on to Magda Szabanski last night, and she was saying, you know, the investment into the Australian film industry in the late 70s and 80s did start to reap all those rewards in the 90s with films such as Babe, Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, Strictly Ballroom, and Muriel's Wedding, which, you know, all went on to have international success. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, and all those movies are so much fun to go back and actually watch. So, look, if people are looking for more things to watch online, you know, the movies are readily available through any number of the streaming platforms.
All right, Rowan, we're going to have to leave it there. How can, you know, I'm sure you've got a lot more that you could tell us through your website. What is your website?
It's Australian Arts Review, so people can go to www.artsreview.com.au. We're publishing every day, so look, I'm still working, so I haven't been furloughed, so to speak. So, yeah, I'm sitting here pushing out things, because there is still things happening not only here in Melbourne and around Victoria, but also across Australia and internationally. So we're still covering everything.
All right. Good on you. Thanks, Rowan.
Thanks, David. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.